This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. House of Representatives late on Wednesday approved the debt ceiling and budget cuts package, sending it to the Senate.
Yeas are 314. The nays are 117. The bill is passed.
President Joe Biden negotiated the deal with Speaker Kevin McCarthy to avert a default crisis. The U.S. faces a potentially disastrous default in less than a week if Congress fails to act. The Senate is expected to act quickly by the end of the week. U.S. President Joe Biden has approved the new package of military aid for Ukraine that totals up to $300 million and includes additional munitions for drones and an array of other weapons. It comes as Russia has continued to pummel Ukraine's capital and unmanned aircraft have targeted Moscow. The recent drone attack in Moscow has exposed Russia's vulnerabilities and fueled criticism of the country's military, AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
Russian President Vladimir Putin is vowing to beef up air defenses after another drone attack targeted the capital and underlined its vulnerability. He's now facing criticism after only 5 of 8 drones were shot down in the attack, which damaged 3 apartment buildings. Putin is stressing that Moscow's air defenses did work, but admits that protecting a huge city is difficult. Ukraine did not claim responsibility for the attack, but it happened as more Russian soil's under fire amid expectations of a Ukrainian counteroffensive. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Find more on our website, including the podcast Flashpoint Ukraine and Flashpoint Iran at voanews.com or follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. There are fears of renewed bloodshed in Sudan after a diplomatic source claimed the army had suspended ceasefire negotiations with its paramilitary rival, the Rapid Support Forces. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
The negotiations, which began in early May, have so far produced a declaration of commitments to protect civilians and 2 short-term ceasefires, although those deals have been repeatedly violated. On Monday, the Army and the Rapid Support Forces agreed to extend a week-long ceasefire by 5 days. But residents in the capital Khartoum and its sister city Omdurman reported heavy clashes until late on Tuesday. Army Chief General Abdul Fattah al-Burhan and the RSF's General Mohamed Hamdan Dagalo have been locked in a bloody power battle since April 15th. Neither side seems to have the edge.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. A regional force set up to tackle militia violence in East Democratic Republic of Congo has been extended to September, a minister and a spokesperson for the force said on Wednesday. The 7 countries of the East African community set up the military force in April last year to try to end bloodshed linked to decades of militant activity in Congo's east. The force's future had been uncertain since its mandate expired in March, and EAC leaders had expressed differing views on how it should operate. Canada will soon be the first country in the world to have warning labels appear on individual cigarettes, the AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Canada's mental health and addiction minister says these bold steps will make health warning messages virtually unavoidable. The warnings on the cigarettes in English and French include poison in every puff, tobacco smoke harms children, and cigarettes cause impotence. Health Canada wants to reduce tobacco use below 5% by 2035. It says tobacco use kills 48,000 Canadians every year. The regulations take effect in August and will be phased in. King-size cigarettes will be the first to feature the warnings. I'm Ed Donahue.
The North Korean satellite launch on Wednesday ended in failure, sending the booster and payload plunging into the sea, North Korean state media said. And the South's military said it had recovered parts of the launch vehicle. The flight was the nuclear-armed state's 6th satellite launch attempt and the first since 2016. It was supposed to put North Korea's first spy satellite in orbit. Find more on these stories and all the latest news and information on our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA